أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss today one or two aspects of the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his qiyamul layl, and how did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spend his night in ibadat. Obviously we cannot do many ahadith, but just one or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one hadith is the famous hadith of Sayyidina Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood at night until his mubarak feet would swell. Then it was inquired, why do you exert yourself to such an extent when Allah has forgiven your past and future sins? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, should I not be an appreciative servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The real state and condition of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that leave the utterances of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the silence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also ibadat. And if that was the case with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then being sinless, and then given these guarantees, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would exert in his tahajjud salat until his mubarak feet would swell. Sayyidina Atta rahmatullahi once approached Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he asked her to relate something of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was worthy of being admired. So our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, which action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not worthy of being admired? Everything of his is worthy of admiration. Thereafter, she decided out of all to speak about the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said one evening, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned home and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam slept for a while. A while later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to himself, forget it. In other words, leave the rest, leave the sleep. I will worship my Rabb, my Creator, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up and he performed wudu and engaged himself in ibadat. Then she says he began to weep in the qiyam to such an extent that the tears flowed down the mubarak chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usually when we speak about tears flowing down, we will say down the cheeks. But this surpassed the cheeks, and then it began to flow on the mubarak chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he performed ruku, that was whilst he was standing, and he performed sajda, and all the while the tears just flowed down the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam onto his mubarak chest. He stood up from sajda, in other words, the second rakat, and again the tears just carried on flowing from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued right till Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the fajr salat. So Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do you cry so much when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven even the minor errors, the slips, all of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven? So why do you cry so much? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied the very same reply, afala akunu abadan shakura, should I not be an appreciative servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say to her that these verses were revealed during the course of the night that was recited in the first rak'ah. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardh واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب till the end of the surah. Sayyidina Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had the opportunity of performing salat next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the tahajjud salat. And he says when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced the salat, he read surah Fatiha and then he recited surah Baqarah. And after he had completed surah Baqarah, the first juz, the first para, the second para, and then just before the half of the third para, so just about 2.5 paras, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, and then he went into ruku. Now what was amazing was that the ruku, he says, was equal in length to the qiyam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained all the while in that ruku as much as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stood. Then he lifted his head from the ruku, what we will call the qawma, where we will say Rabbana lakal hamd. And then he stood in that position for as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in ruku. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into sajda, and his sajda was equal in length to the qiyam. And he lifted his head from the sajda, he sat in the jalsa position, and that was also equal to the sajda, which was equal to the qiyam. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the salat. The first rakat, Surah Al-Baqarah, the second rakat, Surah Al-Imran, the third rakat, Surah Nisa, then the fourth rakat, he says, it was either Surah Ma'idah or Surah An'am. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would worship Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. That was not only in the month of Ramadan, but it was a continuous action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we can do, at least try to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.